Public health experts are not discouraging people from traveling for the holidays. Instead, they're asking people to weigh the risks and do everything they can to minimize the chances of spreading the virus. Dr. Amish Adalja is a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security at the Bloomberg School of Public Health. He says it's a good idea for family members to discuss ways of keeping safe.
In this pandemic, with community spread going the way it is, no activity is going to be without risk. You cannot get the risk down to zero, but you can take some common sense precautions that will minimize that risk.
Some of these common sense precautions, experts say, include having gatherings outside, increasing ventilation in indoor spaces, maintaining a distance of at least 6 feet from others, and, of course, wearing masks and washing hands often. Dr. Carrie Althoff is an associate professor at the Department of Epidemiology at Johns Hopkins. She says it's also important to consider your mode of travel. The Department of Defense and United Airlines recently released a study suggesting that flying is not particularly risky. But Dr. Althoff says waiting around in the airport is.
The findings of that study were really focused on that circulating air, but really the greatest risk when you're traveling may not be the circulating air in the airplane. It may be the standing in lines. It may be challenging to keep 6 feet of space. There will be bathrooms. There will be high touch areas. Traveling is a whole experience, even just getting to and from the airport in whatever transportation you choose to take. So it's not just what's going on in the airplane, but it's the whole experience.
Dr. Amish Adalja says another factor to consider is the logistical nightmare of navigating individual states' travel restrictions. He says if someone is planning on visiting you, make sure you do some research on your state's COVID-related laws.
If you're having a Thanksgiving dinner, are people coming from places of the country like North Dakota or South Dakota where there is a lot of cases? And then how are they going to actually get to your state if there are restrictions, for example, for travel to that state that's non-essential? Do they have to get a test? Do they have to quarantine? All of that needs to be thought about ahead of time.
Most important of all, health experts agree, is that people need to come up with a game plan. That would include discussing ground rules with family and friends, and making sure everyone is on the same page and knows the risks. A lot of people are coming up with creative ways to connect with their loved ones this holiday season, including Zoom dinners, drive-by parades, and socially distanced caroling. But Dr. Althoff says, no matter what you do, make sure to be safe and to make it count. After all, she says, it's not every year you live through a global pandemic.
We will be telling stories from these holidays for generations to come. So make sure you do something memorable.
In Berkeley, I'm Lilia Vega for KPFA News.